My story, thank you. My story is going to be brief because I really didn't know what I was getting into, and I thought I was going to be sitting on a stoop telling a story to some kids. So here it goes, because I'm going to stick to the story that I was going to tell. When I was young, I grew up in West Baltimore, and my older sister and my brother, we're about a year and a half apart. So when we were very young, we used to go into each other's room and stay on Christmas Eve until the next morning when we were woken by our parents to go down to see what Santa had left us. So my younger brother, who's 5 years younger than me, and if he hears this story or hears about it, he's going to really be upset. Well, so every year we went to each other's room. My sister and I shared a room, but we would either go in our room or we would go in my brother's room. And then my youngest brother was born 5 years later, and he was about 9 months, and we looked at each other, and we asked my mother, we said, so what are we going to do? Because Janice and Phil can share his bed, but here we have a crib. So still excited about being together on Christmas Eve and sleeping together and getting up and going down and opening our gifts. So since I was the youngest, since I was next to the youngest, my sister and brother said, well, you have to sleep in the crib with Tony. So, of course, me being gullible and agreeable, and I was like, all right, I'll sleep in the crib with my younger brother. So I get in the crib, and we all go to sleep, you know, after we got a little comfortable. And in the middle of the night, I started to feel something warm and mushy. I woke up, I cut on the light, and this is Christmas Eve, and we're excited, we're in new pajamas and looking forward to Santa Claus. Well, I woke up and I had poop all over me. My brother pooped all over the crib and all over me. So, of course, they let me live with that, and so we still continue that tradition. And after we got a certain age, and as an adult, it took me many years before I had children, but we passed this tradition down to my nephews and my niece, where they would stay and nobody had an accident again. But it was during that period when we were young and we did this, it was just an exciting time. And I just, for some reason, that story, not just the poop and sitting in the crib, but being close with my brother and sister and the excitement of waiting till Christmas Day and getting up and going down and seeing what Santa left under the tree for us. So that's a story that I share with my children and my nephews and niece. And so that's the story I'm sharing with you. And I think I did that in less than 5 minutes. All right. So you learned something new about me.